Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's the day after the roast ceremony, and the guys are all sitting around, Meatball included. So mind you, Meatball was
begged for
Rose forgiveness? Back. Yeah, that happened after the credits. So if you missed that, you're like, what the fuck is he doing here? Mm-hmm. But Meatball's back. Rachel's giving him another chance, and we kind of see the guys, who's team Rachel, who's team Gabby, among them. Now Nate and DeSantis are talking in the kitchen. And DeSantis reveals that he made a comment about Gabby being rough around the edges. Mm-hmm. And later we see him talking with Maple, and he's claiming now that it was Gabby who first used the phrase rough around the edges.
That's what he said.
What he says. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know, if you, you know, maybe you shouldn't use that to describe yourself, you know, describe if that's yourself. How you're going to talk. Yeah. And saying, you know, they overreacted and just all in his own up his own ass about this comment that he knows what Gabby was talking about, and now trying to put it back on her, like she used the word first, that's why I used it. Which regardless, I don't care, she's allowed to say it. You can't
And the way he said it too, he was like,
and the way,
well then don't use it to describe yourself, you dumb bitch. Like he said it like that, like nasty.
Like, yeah, they were bleeping shit out in that scene. So he was saying bitch or shit or fuck or whatever.
I saw that. I said, I know you carry a gun to the grocery store like in a belt out. I know out. You do. I know. Oh, you yeah. use that open carry.
Oh yeah,
Willie.
Oh yeah, Willie. He knows his American rights. You can't tell him nothing.
He knows that Second Amendment. I can tell. Just the element of control that he feels like he needs. You know what I mean? Over people and how they operate.
What
work
he can say or not say.
What he can say and not say. You know he says nigga every time. Every time a song comes on, you know he says it. You know he does.
Because you can't tell him what he can't say.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
We know we see you, the Santas. So anyways, he called them bitches. Later he's in the house still talking with the guys, talking to whoever will listen at this point, and saying how he's been comparing the ladies to his ex and how they don't hold a candle to her. And you know,
well,
I don't
where
see
the fuck
how,
is she
where's she at, what you doing here?
Hayden's ex, please come out on TikTok, please. please. I know he ain't got that kind of money. You can do it. Someone will pay you. Someone will pay you, please.
For exclusive, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, I don't see how any guy in here can say I'm marrying those girls. Mm-hmm. He was just saying, just being dumb, saying so much to all of these people. Mm-hmm. Sort of, as we always say, going to jot it down in your private diary.
In your journal.
You are here for 72 hours. You do not know these men. Do not trust them with anything. No. Hello?
No. So and these stupid. Cameras are here. That was grainy footage that we saw. That was a Ring camera that we saw, but it picked it up. We got it.
Yep, exactly. So talking cash shit about these girls, and Meatball's just in the cut, just taking notes. taking notes.
He got something to make up for.
So right, he barely made it here. So. Exactly. How could I solidify my spot? Because I'm on the lowest on the totem pole right now. Shit. Oh my God. Now, that white man who stole Tasia's job comes right in and announces that Gabby and Rachel have headed to France. And that there will be 2 one-on-one dates this week, and those men will be meeting them in Paris. And the guys that are going on that date is Jason, the eye banker for Gabby, and Tino will be going on the one-on-one for Rachel. And so they head to the airport first, off to Paris, and then the rest of the guys have to pack pack their shit. So we get to Paris. Gabby and Rachel styled very Parisian. I love this.
So good.
Love it. Yes. These like blazer tweed blazer dresses. Yeah. Right? One was in black, one was in white. It's giving very Chanel. Right? Chanel couture. Yeah. Love it.
Chanel inspired.
So yeah, so they're looking glam and recapping the week, and Rachel's talking about how she was rejected by 3 men at the most recent rose ceremony, and how she just has a lot of fear of, like, you know, the guys, her guys feeling like they're in the loser group, or maybe some of her guys still being into Gabby, hint, hint, foreshadowing. So that's like a fear that she already has. Now, meanwhile, the rest of the guys, they go to Le Havre, not Paris, but another part of France, I guess, like by the coast.
All right now, French coming through, high school French.
High school French. trying to bring the accents best I can. And it wasn't Le Havre, so let me try my best. So they meet up with Jesse, who speaks French. I forgot he was like he's from Canada, I want to say. Maybe French Canada, the French side. I don't know. Yeah. He spoke French. Yeah. So there's
okay.
that.
Okay.
We learned that the guys were all moving onto a cruise ship, the Virgin Voyages. Big old Virgin cruise ship, and they're going to be traveling around the world's fucking semester at sea for The Bachelor.
That's what this is giving. Semester at sea. I was like, road rules.
It's giving road rules. Semester at sea.
It's gonna come. Like, how are they gonna get off the boat? Is it gonna be they're gonna dock the boat? Dock and go in a helicopter
places
to leave.
Don't know. I have no idea. I don't know the logistics of how this is working.
Oh
but.
My god! Or like a little rowboat, and he had to row himself back. To row shore? Himself That's out. What he should have done. Oh my god!
Oh Lord! But the cruise ship was really nice. I'm not gonna lie. I googled it. I was like, okay, nice. Virgin, y'all got a fleet of cruises. I'm not a cruise person, but that should look nice.
Me either. Yeah. And Virgin is that
and it's Virgin. Yeah. It's given like older adult glam like that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not Carnival and there's kids running around in bathing suits everywhere. Like, God. That's like my nightmare of like a cruise. Just
nightmare.
Like families and kids screaming everywhere.
No, I feel like everything on those cruises smells like maple syrup. And chicken
Why
fingers.
Maple syrup?
And chicken fingers. Because that's what it just smells like, sticky and like oddly sweet. But there's also fried food in the background. Yeah. Like, ugh. And chlorine. Oh,
and chlorine.
Man.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, God. Virgin, I'll give them that. This little cruise ship looks really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have like the guys, the Gabby floor and the Rachel like wing.
Yeah.
Guys have separate spaces. All right. Now back in Paris, Tino and Jason, they show up for their dates with Rachel and Gabby. They each go off. They're walking in the rain. Gabby lets us know, because I guess we didn't really know Jason at this time, but she lets us know that Jason is really shy. He's pretty quiet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure that he was like comfortable enough in a comfortable position to bring him on a date, like bring him on a one-on-one date and have like him open up. Yeah. So they're kind of walking and talking, but we start to see even through that little B-roll, like he's a man of very few words. Like he is, Gabby is yapping and joking, and he's just kind of like, you know, nodding and, you know, chuckling, but not really saying much. they had a cute little day. They go off to this like custom beret shop. They get fitted for berets. It was cute.
It was cute.
Yeah. Gabby's hilarious. She's talking on her beret. She said, I was like a bald baby, that queen from Snow White, a chef, anything but good. Oh, love her.
Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
Oh my god. Now, Tino and Rachel, so they, for their date, they're getting crepes. They get to go to a little crepe shop and make crepes. That was cute.
He is fine. Tino.
Tino, he's cute. He looks like a little, he looks like a leading man in a Hollywood film, right?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Very
like,
cute.
I haven't looked at a 25-year-old like this in a long time.
In a minute, right? He's got a, like a chiseled face, a nice, you know.
Yeah.
Looks very like leading man. But yeah, they go to a little cafe, they sit, they're chatting. He's talking about how he's not like been like this with someone for so long. He's really excited. Mm-hmm. They kiss, they're making out in the rain, like just Rachel's fully like literally she said.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
It feels like a fairy tale. She's like
this
in
is
Paris.
One of the highs.
Yes. Yep. In Paris, on the street corner, mm-hmm. it's raining. They're making out. It's like the most mm-hmm. romantic fucking thing ever. And she's like literally Belle in Beauty and the Beast right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Loving her life. Now, Gabby and Jason, they are drinking wine. They're riding a Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. Gabby, you know, they're not making out. They're not doing the whole thing that Rachel's doing. She's like, you know, things are going well, but definitely need him to speak up a little bit more. And mm-hmm. I feel like we, you know, we don't really get much time here. So I'm looking forward to the dinner and us like really getting into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Gabby and Jason, Rachel and Tino, they all meet back up. They're spilling the tea. How's everything going? Gabby says, I'm in love, which was surprising.
That's what she said. I'm in love. Yeah.
That was like mm-hmm. sarcastic, a joke or what?
I think she was drunk.
Okay. Or that.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
Okay. They were just like, oh, yeah, let's go to the bathroom. And then she was like, I love him.
In love. Okay.
We've all done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that one.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she admits Oh, what?
Damn. Yeah, now I just thought about the time where I did do that, when I did literally go to the bathroom Mm-hmm. And I think, I forget who I texted. It was definitely Daniela who I texted. Mm-hmm. On my second date ever with Crunch, and I was like, I love him.
Oh my god.
On some drunk shit. On some two margaritas.
On some drunk shit, but you felt it. Damn, yeah. Jason might be Gabby's man then.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. that's cute. But yeah, mm-hmm. she admitted that they didn't get into anything deep. It was just surface level, but she definitely Rachel, she is like hard eye emoji. It was so amazing. Yeah. She's looking at Gabby. She's like, I'm so scared. Like, mm-hmm. She's feeling some things for for Mr. Tino here.
Tino.
It is very early days. And she also mm-hmm. just went on a really good one-on-one date with what's his face?
Zach. Right? Is that his name? Zach? Yeah. Where they were like, you do this, I did this too. And then they fell mm-hmm. in love too. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Fell in love too. Rachel. Exactly. Yeah. Too. She's just, it's going in. All right. So time for the nighttime portion of their date. Rachel and mm-hmm. Tino, they head to dinner in like this big ass cathedral, basically.
I was like, whose church is this that they're having dinner in? But I don't know. I'm sure churches are closed at night. So I guess it's easy to have dinner there.
I don't know. Rented out some cathedral. And she said in her confessional, to have feelings this strong so early on is terrifying. And I want to make sure we fit into each other's lives.
Yeah, because he's fine as shit. Okay? He is fine as hell. Okay? Yeah,
I could see.
It's hard to look that man in the face and then he's mm-hmm. nice too. Mm-hmm, you're going to be like, oh, God.
He's nice.
You're going to pull some dumb shit and make me look dumb as fuck.
Rachel, she's feeling all the things, so she's like, fuck, I gotta make sure that I don't get way in over my head. They sit and chat. He checks in with her about the past rose ceremony where three dudes turned down a rose, and she talks about how it was just made her feel very insecure, it was very tough. But she didn't want to talk about that. She wants to talk about her career. And I'm a pilot. Yeah. And my last ex couldn't deal with that. And I still want the traditional family. And I feel like it's still possible. Things might be a little bit different because I have a unique career. What are your mm-hmm. thoughts on that? Because I'm not trying to waste mm-hmm. time like I did with the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I think it's so sad that she even has to like have that conversation.
I know. In this day and age.
Yeah.
Like, will you make lunch for the kids or will you feel emasculated? That is a crazy question.
Terrible.
Oh my God.
Because God, it's so unfair. It's so unfair. It's like, I'm just preaching to the choir, but like the guys get the freedom to do whatever career they want. Mm-hmm, and we have to fit into we have to build a family mm-hmm. around their life and career and, you know, if he has to move, then we move too. And like, make all these compromises for the man. And for a woman having a career that is very demanding, she has to like check in and just like make sure he is like a progressive enough man to even want to even like date her. Is that really what it is? Like, what is she doing with this?
I mean, that's what it is. And also she has to make sure of something that men don't even bother checking for.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't even bother thinking to ask.
Yeah.
Like, would you move with a guy for a job? They don't even, I've never been asked to
think about it. Yeah, yeah.
Never.
It's assumed.
It's just assumed. If we're together, you'll move. If I have to go, we'll be together. And that's that. Mm-hmm. But for her, she has to ask this on the second date. Basically.
Yeah.
With this man. Like, are you okay if I have to leave for a week, a month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's crazy when you say that too, because I feel like we saw it last season on Married at First Sight with Jasmina and Michael, where they're sitting and she's like, so tell me about your job. And he's like, oh, well, I wake up at 4 and then I come home at like 9.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she was like, okay. And it was like, she had no choice in the matter. So I guess this is my partner's job and I just have to like deal with it. And it's like, what? But it's just, it's always assumed that as the woman, his job takes precedent and we fit our life, our job, our family time around that. And just not the same for us. Now we're watching Rachel literally have that conversation on date 2. yeah, to just verify that he would even be okay with this type of life, because most men are probably not.
So, yeah.
Horrible. But anyways, he lets her know that her passion for her career kind of lights him up, and he agrees that he also wants a family, and that he does align on her being passionate about her career, and it's all about partnership. His parents are together, married a million years, and you know, he said, I used to watch my dad get up early and make us lunch, and you know, it's all about partnership and teamwork. So
that was cute.
That was nice. Yes. Now Rachel, she's given Tino a lot of validation.
Yeah.
She's given him a lot of validation, because she looks him in the eye this time and says, I really like you, and I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yep. That's her husband.
Tino. This might be her husband, y'all. Mm-hmm. I think she's like, sorry Zach. She was delivered. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Did Tino get the first impression rose?
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He got the first impression rose. Yeah, he's getting a lot of validation. He's good to go. But yeah, she gives him the date rose. He's told her, you know, I wouldn't keep accepting roses if I wasn't prepared to go to war for us, I think
fight
he said.
For this. Oh yeah.
Go fight for this. Go to war.
Go to war for it.
Drama. Good God. The dramatics.
What war, bro? And like the Cayman Islands, where you're gonna be proposing to her against the or whatever. Like, what are you talking about?
That's the war.
Oh my God.
The war for her heart. The war for
The war for her heart.
Oh God.
God.
But yeah, he accepts the rose. She said, this is the easiest rose I've ever had to give out.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Rachel.
I know. Oh my God. I want her to just rein it in a little.
She
got to
rein it
back
in.
a little bit.
You're going to be doing the same shit Clayton was doing, girl. You keep doing all these big
if you keep doing all this.
All these people.
Exactly. Exactly. Because Tino now is leaving here like, I got it in the bag. She told me she really likes me and blah, blah, blah. So you got to. Yep. Kind of like parse out these compliments and shit. She's just throwing it all out at once. But yeah, they make out, have a great time. He says in his confessional, today has been absolutely perfect, and tonight has somehow been better. Falling in love with Rachel is coming faster than I would have ever imagined.
Oh God. Oof.
First date in Paris, though, walking around making crepes and like fucking, you know, singing or whatever, like making out in the rain.
It's kind of cold. You go into a church, you have a little wine. She was probably drunk earlier. They were just great. Yeah,
it's like made to fall in love. So and then Rachel says in her confessional, I think I'm definitely gonna fall in love with Dina.
Oh my God. I love when people say I think I'm definitely. I love it.
Yeah,
it's such a cover up.
Take out the think.
Like, I'm falling in love with Tino.
I'm falling in love with Tino. Definitely. Like, let's just make it that.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.